Hello, my name is Dubar Villalobos Jimenez. I am a son, an immigrant, an uncle, and a husband. Currently working in the healthcare industry for about 5 years. And today I'm with Deepika and Anush, and this is the podcast at the end of the day.
Dubar, thank you so much for being in our podcast.
Thank you for inviting.
And I would also like to thank the CUNY IBM Watson Social Impact Challenge, because it is through this challenge that I came to know about you. So Dubar, before you came to the US from Costa Rica,
yes.
What were you doing professionally?
Professionally, I was a mathematics teacher at an international school. This school actually is called SEC, S-E-K, San Ysidro now of Costa, has different locations worldwide. So I was the mathematics teacher for 7th and 8th grade at the time.
And at the age of 22, you moved to the US.
Yes, I was about 22 years old. I told my mom that I wanted to have some sort of adventure. Mm-hmm. So, and I basically took my things, you know, and then I moved here when I was about 22 years old.
Yeah. Right.
My English was not very good looking, as some people might say in the Spanish world, which is quite interesting. But I knew how to read, I knew how to write, but listening and especially speaking, I had a very difficult time when I arrived here.
Right. And did you speak English back in Costa Rica as well when you were?
Limited, you know, like window, house, know, those kind of things, basic. But when you have to make a sentence out of it,
right,
or when someone is asking you something, you start making translations in your mind. Mm-hmm. And it takes time. Sometimes the sounds sound in a different way.
Right.
And it's quite difficult sometimes to communicate, mm-hmm. especially when you come in for the first time with no proper knowledge of how to interact in that sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite difficult.
So as you said in your word, you came here to have an adventure.
I remember I came out of the airport and I started looking up, looking for the buildings, and all I saw were houses. And I'm like, I've been seeing the wrong thing in the movies then.
Okay, so where was that?
Yes.
Where was that? Which state did you come?
Oh, I came to New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey, okay.
Yes.
What was your first job? What was the experience like?
I remember it was very difficult at the time. I remember that I had to come and start, you know, working, fixing computers, and then eventually working in restaurants, flipping burgers, you know. I remember the first thing that they asked me to do was to sweep the floor. Mm-hmm. I did not understand.
Okay.
You know, those are the things that they don't teach you. They teach you window, house, you know, car, bus, but they don't teach you sweep the floor.
Right.
So, and I was like mesmerized in the terms that I could not understand. I couldn't perform the action, and I had to ask somebody else who was not educated in the same that I was in order to do the translation.
Yeah.
Mm. That really opened my eyes.
Okay.
And then I thought that my education didn't matter because I don't know how to communicate. Right. I don't know how to perform an action that someone is asking me. Mm-hmm. So it was very humbling in that sense, because somebody who had no education in the means of professional development was teaching me how to communicate in a different language.
Right. Yeah.
So that was quite an eye-opener to my roots, and my humbling definitely became much better. I feel much humble now than when I was in Costa Rica back then. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I definitely would love for people to understand. You know, if you cannot communicate, if you cannot understand of the beauty of understanding, and you do not accept someone who you might consider, you know, that is not well educated to help you, then you have a problem.
Mm. And Dubar, you just mentioned you were flipping burger. So how did flipping burger transition to the position which you are right now?
I also had the opportunity to sell diamonds, sell crystals, menswear. So I learned different things in different perspectives. So I went from the basics, you know, of basically washing dishes and serving food, to now selling diamonds, more luxurious different kind of skill that is required. Communication, understanding, fashion, those kind of things opened my eyes in different ways. And it also allowed me to interact with other people in a different sense, in a different setting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, because of my background into mathematics, computer science, and education, I invested over 10,000 hours learning a new system from scratch. Nobody taught me, only reading, watching videos, trial and error, learning Linux. Mm-hmm. So I went from Windows to Linux, all taught on myself. So wow. I'm a self-taught person in that sense,
right. Mm-hmm.
with over 10,000 hours invested. So I was able to basically build servers, taking out computers apart, websites.
So what happened after you self-taught yourself fixing computers?
Well, later on, when I got married, I moved out of town, and then I started working for Montefiore as a union. Mm-hmm. It's a union job. Mm-hmm. And then I learned that the union actually helps to pay in order to get the master's. So thanks to that, I was able to do a lot of research, and then I found out that CUNY SPS, the School of Professional Studies, offer a master's in data science.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am thinking, what is data science? Mm-hmm. And then I learned that has to do with mathematics, statistics, computer science, and education. And that's something that I already own on my bachelor's.
Yes.
I come from the Technological Institute of Costa Rica, who is actually right now the first institution, public institution, to be recognized at the same level with the European universities from the American continent.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very high level technological education that I got. And then when I started thinking about that, I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to take it that, you know?
Mm-hmm. But it was 16 years ago
yes.
that you did that undergrad from Costa Rica.
Yes. And remember, I did not understand sweep the floor.
Right.
So by then already my English improved. Mm-hmm. I did not go to school. I basically learned from the street, people correcting me, accepting correction,
right.
Reading. I basically took out all the Spanish channels.
Mm-hmm.
I only listened to American movies, American channels, American news, American music. I read only American
papers.
Mm-hmm. And also, those kind of things helped me, you know, develop communication in a much better sense than before. 16 years passed, and I was worried. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Am I going to fail? It's mm-hmm. like that kind of thought that always lingers on the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, first, before then, it took me a year process.
Wow.
Because CUNY, in order to recognize my bachelor's, I had to get it convalidated.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know how to do that. I didn't have a guide who to help me. So I had to do a lot of research mm-hmm. trying to find out who is going to help me. And then I found that WES, the World Education System,
yeah.
was able to do that work for me.
Yeah.
But it was after a long and tedious research.
Right.
Yeah.
After that, I applied with CUNY SPS. And basically, they accepted the bachelor's, but it was contingent upon myself passing three classes in 1 month.
Passing three classes? Oh my
in
God.
Yes. In 1 month?
Yes. So I remember, yes, I got the communication, I think it was December 26 or so, that I had to start classes on January 2nd,
mm-hmm.
and I had to pass them.
You mean December 2016?
Yes, but 26 also.
Okay.
It was right after Christmas.
Okay.
I got the email saying like, hey, we are going to accept you, but it's contingent upon yourself getting those three classes
mm-hmm.
and passing those three classes. If you pass, then you get into the master's.
Wow.
So it
but
was...
But why was that requirement? Was it because you had a long gap?
Well, I mean, remember, my education is based in Spanish, so mm-hmm. they're wondering, do I understand English?
Oh, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Second, already past 16 years, and I'm not working in the field.
Yes.
Right.
So, of course, mathematics, you know, I mean, it's something that you keep in your mind, but
yeah.
you might forget.
Yes.
Right.
Computer science is always evolving,
right.
but
yeah.
I already invested 10,000 hours.
Right.
So
right.
I'm always updated, you know?
Right, right.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So those kind of things basically helped me down the road. And I remember I started on January 2nd. I was sleeping about 3-4 hours maybe a day for a whole month.
Mm-hmm.
I passed all the classes, and then I was accepted into my master's in data science, which I believe is the greatest achievement so far. So I'm very happy and excited about that.
Yeah, how gruesome was those 1 month?
I don't know. I think you could ask my wife.
That could be a separate interview, right? And Dubar, after you enrolled in the program with CUNY in Masters in Data Science, how has enrolling in the program helped you?
Well, it helped me in so many ways, but this is quite a different program that is not traditional. Mm-hmm. This is an online 100% master's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I met only one of my professors.
Okay.
Physically, in person. Mm-hmm. I have met probably five or six of my classmates. Four of those, I met them about 2 weeks ago under graduation. Okay. And the reason is because I volunteered during graduation.
Right.
And this is a different setting. Now, how did it help me? Mm-hmm. Thanks to that, basically, I was able to refresh my knowledge and keep learning that I'm not so far behind what the technological world is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that actually struck me because I thought I was like a little bit off, but I always kept updated. Mm-hmm. So I'm not so far behind. And actually, I think I'm a pair, you know, with what people are developing.
Mm-hmm.
And this led to this letter that I got from the National Society of Leadership and Success to get invited.
Okay.
So this letter, I think, is the best thing I ever got.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, I joined the society, and then thanks to that letter, I got invited to campus.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never been to campus before.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to meet people who share some dreams and ideas of things that they want to build. And I say, you know what? I want to help you. Mm-hmm. I do have some knowledge about that.
Right.
It was building the kiosk.
Right.
First, the student run newspaper for the School of Professional Studies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I remember Lisa spoke to me, shared the ideas. It was just development. Nothing was done.
And who is Lisa?
Lisa is one of the classmates. I think is one of the best assets that CUNY so far has in terms of students coming with great ideas for the benefit of many people.
Wow.
So thanks to that, basically sharing, you know, ideas, inspiration, leadership in so many ways. So it's great so far.
Mm-hmm.
So going backwards again, so Lisa shared the idea. And then I jumped in and say, you know what? I want to help you. Let me see if I can get more people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I asked, you know, some of my classmates who I actually worked doing homeworks and projects. And then they say, yeah. So we were a total of five that basically say, yeah, we're going to help you. Let's see how we can build this.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it started growing. And then I got an invite to join the Malave
mm-hmm.
Leadership Academy from CUNY.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year-long program. And remember, I've been working full-time.
Right.
I never stopped working full-time. They sent me the information about the Malave
mm-hmm.
Leadership Academy. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. But when I read that I will have access to speaking to state legislators,
mm-hmm.
hopefully going to Washington and speak, you know, with legislators from Washington, learning from them, going to United Nations, doing volunteer work, those kind of things I never done. I've never done it before. And
yeah.
I don't think out of in the street,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yes.
Right.
So far nowadays, I can tell I've spoken to about 25 legislators from the state of New York.
And now we have come to the end of the podcast. If you had a time machine and if you had to change anything in the journey of your in the journey here, what would that be?
If I have to change anything, that's a very interesting question, and I never thought about it in that sense
mm-hmm.
because my journey, as difficult as it seems that has been,
mm-hmm.
it has been full of blessings.
Okay.
So if I am going to change something,
mm-hmm.
will be to probably shorten the time that I went back to school.
Right, okay.
You know?
That's how important school is.
Yes, mm-hmm. because it opened my eyes in so many ways, but also that time allowed me to learn other things that nobody teach you somewhere else. My best friends, I consider them, you know, I met them in that period of time.
Wow.
So it's difficult for me to change something
right.
because it has been a blessing.
If anybody wants to reach out to you for any career advice, what would be the best way to get in touch with you? I know you are busy, but...
I think you can probably visit my website.
Okay.
It's basically the Villa Lobos.
Mm-hmm. You would have to spell that.
Yeah.
D as in Victor, V-I-L-L-A-L-O-B-O-S .github.io. Mm-hmm.
How do you say GitHub?
G-I-T-H-U-B .io.
Okay, and we will also link in the description below. So that was wonderful, Dubar. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your personal experience. It really means a lot to us.
Now, thank you for inviting. I do appreciate it, and I do wish you a lot of success in your journey as well.
And we would like to thank the English Speaking Union for providing us this wonderful space to record the conversation today. English Speaking Union provides free English classes and professional development classes to the newly arriving immigrants in the United States.
Yes, and one more time, please log into our website podcast at theendoftheday.com to watch and listen to our previous episodes.
Yes, and please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, and on YouTube and all the podcast apps wherever you are listening to us right now.
Okay, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey guys, a quick note. If you have a personal story that you think might be helpful to the newly arriving immigrants in the U.S., please contact us. We would love to feature you in our podcast. Go to our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, and write to us by going to the feedback section.
And by the way, if you love this podcast, you can support us with a small donation. Your help will enable us to continue producing more episodes. The link to support our podcast is in the description below.